texts
ससर्जयेन नुषजाम विश्वम् वयं न यस्यापि पुरसमीहत पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशमानिन य एक ईशो निजमाययन ससर्जयेनानुषजाम विश्वम् वयं न यस्यापि पुरा समीहत पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशमानिना
Aziz. Anyone else?
Yeah. He who, Eka, one, Isha, controller, Nija Maya, by his transcendental potency, Na, us, Sasarja, created, Yena, by whom, through whose mercy, Anushadam, we also create, Vishwam, the universe, Vayam, we, Na, not, Yasha, of whom, Api, although, Pura, in front of us, Samihata, of him who is acting, Pashyam, see, Lingam, the form, Pritak, separate, Isha, as controllers, Manina, thinking of ourselves. Before reading that translation, which is to verse 25, I'll go back to verse 23 and read from there, since we haven't heard it. Text 23. The Manu, named King Satyavrata, formerly saved himself by tying the small boat of the entire world to the horn of Matsya Avatar, the fish incarnation. By the grace of Matsya Avatar, Manu saved himself from the great danger of the flood. May that same fish incarnation save us from the great and fearful danger caused by the son of Tosta. Text 24. In the beginning of creation, a tremendous wind caused fierce waves of inundating water. The great waves made such a horrible sound that Lord Brahma almost fell from his seat on the lotus onto the water of devastation. But he was saved with the help of the Lord. Thus, we also expect the Lord to protect us from this dangerous condition. Text 25. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created us by his extended external potency, and by whose mercy we expand the creation of the universe, is always situated before us as the Supersoul. But we cannot see his form. We are unable to see him because all of us think that we are separate and independent gods. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here is an explanation of why the conditioned soul cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Even though the Lord appears before us as Lord Krishna or Lord Ramachandra, and lives in human society as a leader or king, the conditioned soul cannot understand him. Avajananti ma mudha manisham tanum ashrita. Rascals, mudhas, deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking him an ordinary human being. However insignificant we are, we think that we are also God, that we can create a universe, or that we can create another God. This is why we cannot see or understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Lingam eva pashyama kadachid abhimanastu devanam apisannisha iva prayu kaleshu nastyeva taratam yena sopitu. We are all conditioned to various degrees, but we think that we are God. This is why we cannot understand who God is or see him face to face. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वावन्दन्तिकम्। य एक ईश निजमायया न ससर्ज जैनानुश्चजामि विश्वं वयं न यस्यापि पुरा समीहत पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथक् ईश मानिन। The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created us by His external potency and by whose mercy we expand the creation of the universe, is always situated before us as the Super Soul. But we cannot see His form. We are unable to see Him because all of us think that we are separate and independent gods. So this is the this is the discussion. The demigods are speaking. They are controllers of the universe, and as you've been hearing, they got themselves into another pickle. Another problem has arisen, and what happens when problems arise for them? They go running to the Lord, and as mentioned in the previous verses, this happens quite often. And the Lord comes in order to save the situation. Matsya Avatar is mentioned. He pulled the world. The entire world was tied onto his horn. He was a fish incarnation. And also another situation is mentioned about Lord Brahma. So whenever there's a problem, they go and pray to the Lord. But they can't see Him. It's mentioned here. They cannot see Him face to face. Why? Because they think that they are gods. They think that they are controllers. And they are controllers to some extent, but Ishvara Parama Krishna, the Param Ishvara, the top, the real controller, is Krishna. Satchit Ananda Vigraha, his form is full of bliss, knowledge, eternality. Right? So he's always there, but he cannot be perceived by people who are not fully in the same category as him. That means not covered over. So this is this discussion, of course, is about the demigods. They are saying we are unable to see him because we will think that we are separate and independent gods. What to speak of us? We are also thinking that we are big controllers in our minute form. In some way or other, I'm the controller of this company, or I'm the controller of this temple, or I'm the controller of this department, or I'm the controller of this family, or I'm the controller of this person. We're all trying to be controllers. But but of course, that's a completely false understanding and a silly understanding. When we really drill down and look at the situation, we're actually completely controlled. We're controlled by our mind and senses, and things happen not by our endeavor, usually, but by circumstance or by arrangement of the Lord. And we take credit. We take credit for it. We take responsibility. Oh, yeah, I did that. Not if it was something went wrong, then we don't take credit. But if something went right, it went well, yes, I did that, you know? Yeah, I arranged that. It was me. This is all our misunderstanding, and because we're covered over by this external energy that's mentioned. The Supreme Personality of Godhead created us by His external potency. So we all know the different potencies of the Lord. We hear about it, we read about it. We're part of that external tatastha, this like the margin between the internal and the external. So He's the Lord as created by His external potency, but we are actually in the middle, and we can go either way. So as devotees, here we are trying to fight our way back. But we always have to remember this point. Every day we come and we see the Lord. We see Him face to face. But I don't know if we're seeing Him. Some of us maybe. But not. In general, we see Him and we're taking advantage, and we should continue, even though there may be a separation between Radha Madhava and us by that cloud. Until our eyes are anointed with that love, we won't see them for real. But the process is there. We come, we stand before them, actually for them to see us. Huh? To take darshan, we see us, what's going on. And we pray that, please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's our prayer. That's our mool prayer. The mool mantra, if you like, for us in this age. Somebody asked a question the other day, yesterday I think it was, that asked me the question that, why is it that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only way in this age? You know, that Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyata. But why? Why that? So, my response is that, well, you know, we hear from the Bhagavatam, although we think we're also qualified, but in this day and age, in this age of Kali, manda sumanda mataya manda bhagavadrita. Very unqualified people, very stupid people, no real intelligence. There's no question of us sitting in meditation for 10,000 years or whatever, and our ability to execute yagyas and perfect deity worship also not there. So the Lord appeared in this incarnation of the Holy Name in order to save us, to give us the opportunity to cleanse our hearts and make our way back to Him. That's our only hope in this day and age. Therefore, it's the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. Because there is no other way, there is no other hope for us. So, we can we can utilize that idea that we have, that we are controllers, that we are able to create. To various degrees, Prabhupada says we're all conditioned, and this is, we know this for a fact. If we're conditioned, and we think that we're controlling, but we can utilize any kind of so-called qualification that we have by engaging that in the service of the Lord, whatever it is, to whatever degree we can. We can chant Hare Krishna all day long, but that's not generally going to work for us. We have seen devotees who say that, well, I just want to chant. That's what the great acharyas have done in the past, so I can also do that. And there's a few examples in the past of devotees who've said that. One devotee just recently wrote to me, and he says, he told me that he's a very, very materially qualified person, has a lot of knowledge, he can do a lot of service, but I guess he got fried out, whatever the reason, but he said, my plan is I'm moving to Vrindavan, and I'm going to just chant. I'm going to chant 100 rounds a day plus whatever. And I counseled him that, well, it's nice, you know, that you want to increase your chanting and deepen your chanting, but without service, it's not going to work. It didn't work here in Mayapur, which is Odhoria Dham. I mean, this is very merciful, but in Vrindavan, oh my God, you know, you're going to have a lot of trouble over there. It's very sharp over there. So I was counseling him against his plan that he should have practical service at least for a good portion of the day to engage himself. And that's what we need. We need that. We can chant, we have to chant, we have our vows, and we can increase those vows, that's all good. And we can study the scriptures, the books, but unless there's practical service, my understanding and what I've heard from Prabhupada is that practical service is what allows the understanding, the realization to manifest within the heart. Otherwise it remains intellectual. And as far as chanting all day long, I don't know, I don't think it works for us in the situation that most of us are in. Maybe he's special, I don't know. But in my experience, and my advice was, no, don't do that, you'll get in trouble. You'll get in trouble, you'll create trouble for yourself. So we can utilize, and we must utilize, and this ISKCON movement, this thing which Prabhupada created for us is meant for that, so that we can engage our talents, whatever they are, in the service of this mission, which means in service of the Lord. It's Prabhupada's ISKCON, but it's the mission that's being carried on through our acharyas. His spiritual master told him, and it went on back, it's Mahaprabhu's mission. He came to give this holy name to all and sundry, because in this age, that's what is required. So, we also turn, these demigods, they turn to the Lord, and we also do that. We turn to the Lord when we have any problem. Hopefully we do. He can be our solace. did I hear in that? So the Prabhupada said that Krishna twice did something for me. He said he took everything away. He took everything away. And we hear that the Lord does this for his devotees. He takes everything away. Right? But then the second thing he did was he gave me everything. Right? But note that in both situations, in both, you know, everything was taken away, Prabhupada was alone, he continued. Then he got everything, worldwide society, money, facilities. What did he do? What was his response to both situations? The same. He just continued with his service. So that's so. If we lose everything, or if we find ourselves in difficult situation, it doesn't matter. We still have to stick. Oh, now I don't have anything. I better go out and try to create something, get a job, or try to start a business, or whatever. Or we get everything. We get some wonderful facility, money, $1 million, whatever. Oh, now let me go and do something else. No, that's not. That shouldn't be our. That shouldn't be for us. Whatever the situation, our connection with Krishna should remain. Not that we just turn to him in times of stress. We can recommend that to the non-devotees. But better to tell them that just chant Hare Krishna all the time. Take up this process. Okay. Thank you. That's all I got for now. Besides, it's nearly time. Any questions? Or comments, elaborations. Any microphone for the Prabhuji?
Just a little comment. Maybe you can comment on my comment. But I tried that twice in my life. I got very frustrated with material life, and I'm going to go and I'm just going to sit alone and chant Hare Krishna. Once in Vrindavan, once in the Hayamayas actually, I went up there for 8 or 9 months, tried it. And then another time in the United States of America, in the deep woods of the United States of America. And I just want to make this one comment, is that when you do that, there's only two people there, you and your mind. And that's the dangerous thing, because the mind always wins. So that's the danger with going off by yourself trying to chant. Mind is very powerful, especially when you get off by yourself. Then you can really start going on flights of fancies, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's why the Association of Devotees is highly recommended, and is many devotees say it's all we are made of. The Association of Devotees is all we are made of, because without the Association of Devotees, this is what we're gonna find. We're gonna associate with what? The mind, right? And that's only going to cause trouble for us. Okay then. Oh, Madhaji.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for inspiring talk. Thank you very much. My question is, you say chanting and service are important. I personally tend to get the more service than I could do. Do you have any tip? How can I improve balance? Or which service to do, which service not to take?
You do a lot of... I'm just trying to understand the question. You do a lot of service.
I tend to, take a lot of service.
Yeah, and you're saying how to balance that with what? With chanting?
With chanting, reading, other commitment. Thank you.
Well, if you follow the process that Srila Prabhupada gave us, then you can't go wrong. Rise early, chant, attend Mangalarti, so this is all chanting, attend the Bhagavatam class, that's hearing, then service. Then in the evening, hear the Bhagavad Gita, and attend the evening program. Then you've also got your hearing and your chanting. Sandwich. It's a good sandwich. Prabhupada gave us the process. So we don't have to think about some special arrangement. Just follow the normal program. Everything is there. All the issues there. We can hear the Bhagavatam, hear the Gita every day, morning and evening. We do the temple program, which is the chanting. We do our rounds. We have our prescribed rounds to chant. We chant those. And we have the whole day to serve and eat. We like to eat also, prasad. There should be prasad. Right? So following the system, the program that Prabhupada gave us, it's perfect. You don't have to think about it so much. It's okay. We don't have to invent anything. Just follow it. It's perfectly thought out for us. Right? Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
According to time, they are not.